And this is Tate Servance with your news for the hour, starting now. Amy Jo Briolat has been arraigned on felony charges, including larceny of $1,000 to $20,000 and illegal use of a financial transaction device. The larceny charge carries a maximum sentence of up to 5 years in prison, and the financial device charge is punishable by up to four. Ms. Briolat confirmed she understood the offenses, potential penalties, and her constitutional rights after discussing them with her attorney, Dallas Rooney. No plea was entered at this time, as is typical for felony arraignments. A probable cause conference is set for February 5th, 2026 at 10:30 a.m., with a preliminary examination scheduled for February 13th, 2026 at 10:30 a.m. as well. Her bond will continue as previously ordered, and she is noted to be on DOC parole. Attorney Rooney has been appointed to represent her in this matter. And Rita Rose King, facing a third offense domestic violence charge, appeared in court and waived her right to a preliminary examination. This decision follows a plea agreement where she would plead guilty in circuit court, and prosecutors would agree not to file additional counts. The court confirmed King's waiver was made knowingly and voluntarily. She has been bound over to the circuit court for arraignment, which is scheduled for February 2nd at 9 a.m. Ethan Thomas Walls has pleaded guilty to operating while intoxicated, first offense in a recent court hearing. The plea stems from an incident on November 1st, 2025 in Caseville, near Maine and Michigan roads, where the defendant was found driving with a blood alcohol content of 0.206, and the court accepted the guilty plea and imposed a six-month probation term. Conditions include paying $675 in fines and costs, completing an alcohol insight and awareness program, and performing 24 hours of community service, all by specific deadlines in 2026. Notably, the defendant is prohibited from consuming alcohol, but has an exception allowing presence in bars for employment-related maintenance work. License sanctions will be handled separately by the Secretary of State. And health officials in mid-Michigan report a significant early season surge in influenza cases, with children accounting for the majority of recent illnesses. State data shows pediatric flu hospitalizations are up about 40% from last year, with 845 children hospitalized statewide as of January 10th. Local doctors say the spike is most pronounced among kids under 10, who are more prone to severe symptoms. Dr. Kingia Billings of CMU Health said her team has seen more young patients needing emergency or intensive care compared to the previous flu season. Medical experts attribute the early rise to factors such as school exposure, more indoor gatherings, fluctuating weather, and lower vaccination rates. They also note that RSV and COVID-19 are circling alongside the flu, compounding respiratory illness risk. Parents are urged to monitor fevers, breathing difficulties, and other warning signs. Physicians recommend seeking medical care if symptoms persist despite medication. Health officials continue to stress preventative measures, the flu vaccine, hand hygiene, and keeping sick children home, as the flu season is expected to extend into spring. And we will be right back after this brief PSA.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark, and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
And we are back. That was your news for the hour. And we're going to get your weather here at the station real quick before we go to Steve Adamson with your extended weather forecast. Right now here at the station is negative 2 degrees, feeling like a chilly negative 15. Be careful out there. Winds coming out of the west at 7 miles per hour. And now we're going to go to Steve Adamson with your weather.